Welcome to Open Line. Open Line is an official forum hosted by Naval Station officials. For all the current information you need, keep it tuned in to Radio Gitmo.
All right, good afternoon, Gitmo, and welcome to Radio Gitmo. We're so glad to have you with us. What an incredible 4th of July weekend celebration we had. The fireworks show lit up the sky in spectacular fashion, creating unforgettable memories for all. The color run was a vibrant splash of fun, and the kids had a blast at the bouncy house stations. The Tiki Bar food sampler delighted our taste buds, and the fantastic concerts by Jessica Lynn and Kid Ink brought the community together in a wonderful display of unity and joy. How was everyone else's weekend?
I'd say it was pretty good. I was actually out there for the fireworks. It was really, really fantastic. It was breathtaking. I haven't seen fireworks in a long time, too. So I was like, you know, I kind of forgot how, like, how inspiring it can be. Like, just took my breath away. So that was really nice to enjoy that. I sort of relaxed the rest of the weekend. I'm not going to lie. I kept it cool. But, you know, you could hear that everyone else was having a fantastic time.
You're not taking naps, like... Old chief.
Oh no, boy. I'm always.
Oh, okay. You didn't get that in the pass down? No, it was a great weekend. No, seriously. To your point, the fireworks were great. The happy faces and the hearts. I don't know if you guys saw those. Those were pretty awesome. So big kudos to Corey and his team and MWR. Always doing a great job for us. Especially the carnival. Carnival was great. Music, all that. So overall, really great weekend, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody was responsible. Zero incidents. Great weekend. All right. So, Alex, what do you got for us?
Well, yeah, let's
see. Some good news, some bad news.
Well, let's start off with hopefully everybody got with our folks, our workforce here. Good to hear that most of them panned through the storm. So I know as we celebrated our 4th of July, to all our Jamaican brothers and sisters who are here on the island, hopefully your families are well. I know I've talked to a lot of our folks. Seems like the storm, for the most part, passed pretty well. For those who didn't, you know, reach out. Ask someone for some help, you know, all that good stuff. But we appreciate you all, and we were all thinking about you last week while we were enjoying our Independence Day. But for the most part, let's get right into the business, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So in stocks, fill rate. All right, y'all. I wanted to round up, but I couldn't justify the roundup. But if you're in school, you would justify it. So 86%. I was going to call it 90, but I sat here going, nah, I got to go 86%. So 86% fill rate. Couple of key things that were cut. So we did have some holiday orders. So believe it or not, we're already ordering holiday goods coming in already, storing them for this upcoming season. As we go into back to school season, I know you guys saw that as you walk into the main store already,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Watching all. You need a new backpack?
Look, yeah. I was already searching. I went walked through. I said, I was like, I see some planners and stuff. I was like, what else they got in here?
Yeah, got me a couple of pens and some sticky notes. You know,
look, I was like, useful stuff.
You guys didn't let the kids buy that stuff first.
I waited to search around because look, some of the kids were giving me the stank eye. They were looking at me sideways. So I was like, you know what? I'll give you a minute.
Exactly right. So getting back into the groceries though, yeah, 86% fill rate. Again, we had a couple of things of milk that got cut. However, we did still get our full allotment. So there was a couple areas where we ordered, and we only got about 80% of the overall milk order, but again, we still have milk. So that's the little things that will throw off our percentages as well. Candy aisles are looking much better. Obviously, with the reduction in storage that we have at the main store with refrigeration and the freezer section, we've actually had to reduce SKUs, so still have plenty of...
What is it? Whipped cream?
Okay, naps, heavy whipping cream,
cheese.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh.
So plenty of eggs, plenty of all that good stuff. So again, with barge coming in, please be patient with us, getting us offloaded, make sure that we get you everybody back in stock. On the retail side of the house, thanks for everybody who came out. We did have a small scratcher over the weekend. However, the holiday / summer sales still continue. So. Come on in. Currently, right now, we have flip-flops that are on sale for about 30% off. As I mentioned already, back to school is getting set up already. I know it's already starting to think about that and getting back into that that mode. I know my kids looked at it and went, Dad, seriously? We got backpacks out?
Yeah, that scratch off. I'm still trying to figure it out. Every time I scratch, I get 5%. I'm like, where's the 15? So, where's the 25?
Here's the secret. You got to buy a soda, and then that's when you end up getting some for free.
Okay.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So that's how that ends up working.
You know
what?
That's funny, too, because I saw the back-to-school thing, and I was like, wait. I was like, did they just get out?
Yeah, exactly, right?
I was like, oh, gosh, that's way too quick.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're always a season ahead, and we try to keep a season ahead.
I understand that.
Renovation-wise, again, we're still chugging along. a big shout out again, like I always, with Sentara and PWD, who have done a fantastic job with us trying to get this project pushing along. More LVT got installed. There are, again, like I mentioned last week, we did run into a small hiccup with the refrigeration. Hopefully all of that gets processed through. I know the team's working really hard to get all that processed through. We all know if you've ever been part of a major renovation or a major contract, things fall back. Bottom line, we still have progress that is happening. We have new wood walls in the back corner of the store. Don't be afraid, folks. So those of you who like to use our cash office to, you know, bring in your coins to get them exchanged out for dollar bills, we're still doing all that service while they're doing construction over there. It might be a little bit noisier. However, at the end of the day, remember, we're trying to do it as a domino, folks, so it doesn't affect everything. But you see all that new tile?
I did. I got a question for you. So is there a plan to bring back the dressing rooms?
Glad you said that. Man, look at, we didn't even talk about this, and what a perfect segue. So this week is a pretty busy week for myself and my team. We do have visitors here from NEXCOM who are actually here to oversee what's going on with the project, progress-wise, hopefully maybe add a couple things here and there, you know, maybe a door somewhere. No, I'm just kidding. y'all know how projects work, you know. Right. We fund for this much, and we get this much. Mm. My point being, though, she's here to oversee. She's our project manager. Her name's Ara, so... she'll be here. On top of that, this Friday, we have our team from the Southeast who's been here before. You guys have probably noticed them before, who set up all the Madex, the gondolas, whatever you want to call it, basically the displayers. They will be here on the 19th, and priority one, dressing room.
Okay.
Let's get that all figured out, get the LVT, new lighting, all that good stuff. We did run into a little hiccup there as well, you know, trying to be as transparent as possible with the community here. That is the priority one. After that's done, we'll end up setting up the rest of the shelving and all that good stuff. So good question, okay. Sir. So that's awesome. That being said, with the shelving going up, we've already talked about it. Again, inventory. Again, June 22nd, that Monday, we will be completely shut down at the main store, at the laundry and uniforms, and also dive center. However, every other location will be open. So all the mini marts will be open for convenience. Marine Hill, as always, 24/7, with the exception of their inventory. In the next couple of weeks, I'll come in, give you the rest of the details of everybody else who will shut down, because eventually Leeward, they're going to have to shut down over there midday. And then on top of that, all the other mini marts, Camp A, TK, Camp Justice. We also have, you know, the furniture store, obviously Autoport, all those that are going to have to shut down for the entire day. And yes, we open for a small amount of time, but we have to shut down the operation, and we cannot reopen until the following day. So that's why that Marine Hill one is pretty critical.
Mm-hmm.
So again, mark your calendars, 22nd of July. That's when the main store furniture, excuse me, uniforms, laundry, and dive center will be shut down completely. So. Okay.
Yeah, and then we'll just have to provide a community update. So for you, for everyone out there in the community, I don't know if you've noticed, but on Facebook, we have a community update kind of page. So just look out for all the community updates that we provide. So,
yeah, that's been awesome. So let's talk about community update. Dun, dun, dun.
Drum roll, drum roll.
Exactly, right? I don't know, drum roll. Maybe some, like, hands on chalk. yeah.
Aww.
Folks, you know how much I love to talk about gas, and I'm not talking about the stuff. Never mind. Automotive gas. It was a really bad joke. I didn't want to go there.
I caught it.
I didn't want to go there.
I caught it.
So I know it's not a laughing matter for a lot of folks. However, I just want to let the community know, and talking to you and the skipper, and also XO, we will be utilizing the great community updates that you guys have been using on Facebook, which have been awesome. I do want to toot your guys' horn on that.
All right, thanks.
Giving out all that information. Gas is going up. We did receive the word that the pricing has gone up now. For anyone who's been tracking, and if you're new to Island, this is going to be a huge surprise to you. If you just got here, welcome. This is your first raise in price. Yeah, I know. That said, effective as of June 1st, our cost of goods on gasoline has gone up. Unfortunately, we didn't get that news until I came back after leave. I did not want to raise prices last week due to everything of the festivities, and then obviously with the storm coming in, all that good stuff. So after talking to the skipper yesterday and with your guys' approval, we will be changing prices come Thursday. We'll put something out on the roller, like you said, using community update.
Right.
Gas prices at the current moment are $4.15 a gallon. That's mid-grade gas. For those of you who don't know, we purchase our gas through DLA. Of course, the only location in all the Navy Exchange that purchases gas through DLA because of our logistics and things like that, and we can get into it. They post their pricing. It's on the public domain. You can actually look at what they actually posted for. At that point, that's when we put in our markup on the actual gas. So at $4.15 is our retail. It is going to go to $4.70. Yes, I said $4.70. It's a pretty huge markup.
It is.
Considering what we've been paying the last couple months. Those folks who've been here as long as I've been here can sit here and tell you, I remember when you had gas at like $2 and something cents and you didn't change it for like 3 years. Yeah. And you're right, I didn't change it for 3 years because we were still within that marginal area. At this point right now, I could tell you our gas cost per gallon is more than we're paying retail, which, you know, do the economics on there. It's not very good for the sailor. Money, all that good stuff, as you all know, 100% of that money goes right back to the community with MWR dividends, renovations of the store, things like that. So, again, I know a lot of you have heard me sit on this soapbox derby and talk about the dividends and all that good stuff, but I just want to make sure everybody is understanding as well. Those of you who have a diesel vehicle, retail right now is at $4.05. That will be going to $4.55 effective as of Thursday, start of business. So, again, not the greatest of news. Hate to end with a bang like that.
So I know we talked about inventory. You might have to order some bikes.
We got plenty of bikes for those who are trying to get back into their, what do you call it, mid-year New Year's resolution.
Some running shoes, shoes.
Again, folks, unfortunately, it is the part of the business that we know of. I know talking to a bunch of our partners, making sure that we're all on the same page, we'll get that information out. As I mentioned, you know, this is, I guess you could say, your pre-warning. So please don't all rush over to the gas station. And we've only got two pumps, so, well, four pumps, but you know what I'm saying. And as I said, actually, I just got a text message. We are out of gas. No, I'm kidding. We are not out of gas.
At least he brings the jokes with
him. Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah.
Some humor for the
yeah. So again, that's $4.70 a gallon for gas, and then diesel will be going to $4.55. Sir, pay anything else? That's all I got for you, unless
all
you got questions for
me. Oh, hey, thanks for the information, and thanks for what you do and your staff does to support the community. Yeah, we really appreciate it. Thanks. All right, welcome back to Open Line. We have Corey, who's in charge of the MWR team, the number one MWR program in the entire Navy. Hey, so welcome to Radio Gitmo. Corey, what do you have for us today?
A lot shorter than last week, so thank you for bearing with me last week. Just real quick, wanted to start off, thank you for everybody that came out this weekend. It was a different setup with doing the fireworks on the 4th, so we went with the four-day event. So just I want to make sure, I'm going to forget some people, but our maintenance team, our comrec team, everybody, I was just telling CMC, everybody shows up and these stages are built and all these inflatables are up, and then 3 days later, they're magically gone. You know, when the big events are over, we're halfway through our work cycle for the guys that are doing all the heavy lifting. So just a big thank you to them. And then there's, I mean, the command suite, security, port ops, WEPs, base supply. I mean, there was nobody that doesn't get engaged when you're bringing in fireworks and bands and, you know, air op, just everyone's involved in getting that to happen. So just it's very easy to hear no from one department, it kind of throws a wrinkle in the whole thing, and everyone was just wanted to make this thing go. So just from us to everyone else, we're not used to asking too much help from everyone else, but this is one of those we can't do by ourselves, so just make sure that we do say thank you to those folks and recognize them. So big shout out to everybody that helped make that whole four-day weekend go on. As far as coming up, so a lot of stuff with the summer reading program. The library is super busy. Big shout out to Tamara over there. She has stepped in about 6 months ago and is just doing awesome. It looks great. She's always working on things. Just really happy with that program. But we've got a camp and read tomorrow. That's from 5:30 to 6:45. It's going to be like a quick camp out. But it's all inside the library. It's an hour and 15 minutes, just something fun to do with the kids. Summer bowling passes. I definitely want to keep pushing this one. It's for the month of July. For $45 for the summer, your child can get two games, including shoes, every day, and a $5 credit on their arcade card. It's $45. That's a $340 value. If you want to do the premium, it's $99. That's a $500 value, and you get the two games with shoes for free and 10 credits every time you come. The one kind of catch there is you can't, like, skip 5 days and then get 10 games of bowling and 100 credits. So it's just every time, every day you come, that's what you'll get for each one. You just can't bank them, or else you'd have, like, you could just wait till the end and have 300 credits or whatever that would
don't
be.
Don't try to finesse the system. They're already giving you a nice deal.
don't take advantage.
Yes, Summer Kids Movies is continuing. The next one is going to be Friday, July 12th. So this Friday, it's going to be Wish. And again, the bouncers start at 3:30. The movie starts at 5:30. Missoula, if you've never seen Missoula, that's a really cool thing. My kids are actually in it. They come down, and in 4 days, they will teach them an entire, about an hour and 20-minute play. This year's Red Riding Hood, but they put a big mix on it. It's not just like your standard story. Right. They add a mix in things. But if your
Where's that event held at?
This is going to be at the Windjammer Ballroom.
Okay.
This will be Thursday at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. It'll be all set up. They'll be on the stage. These kids work really hard. They'll be in full costumes that Missoula brings down, and I can barely control my three boys, and it's wild. You see these folks come in, and they've got 18 kids that they're teaching this hour-long play to, and there's two groups of those 18, and they break them up in these little segments, but the kids work really hard. They learn a lot of lines. Every kid that comes out is in it. It's a lot of fun, and it's not one of these, like, long – you're not there and be there for 3 hours. It's like one of these, like, chorus things that you have to go to as parents sometimes. It's – you come in, have some fun, laugh, cheer the kids on. It's a really fun experience that'll be happening at the Windjammer Ballroom at 6. Sherman Avenue Cleanup, which you were asking about.
Right.
That goes along with the summer reading program that will leave from the library. It starts at 0800, and it's just a quick out and back around the main rundown of Sherman towards the next. So making sure that the bus stops, all those areas are clean, just trying to teach kids just good, healthy habits that don't just walk past a can, you know, of Coke, pick it up, and, you know, the next trash can you come to, throw it away.
Absolutely.
Quick one. Let's see. Summer Basketball League is getting ready to start, so if you've got a team, get in there. That's one of our more popular leagues, but it's also a fun league. It goes everywhere from very beginners to folks that, you know, play every week as a team. But at the end of the day, it's a fun league no matter what. Just come out and get some exercise, burn off some calories without knowing you're doing it.
Right.
Kids Clay is coming up Sunday. I won't go too much into that. The big one we have coming up is the Ultimate Warrior Challenge. That is July 27th. I'm giving you a heads up on that because it's a really fun event. You're going to go into 10 challenges. They've got weighted body hang, sandpit crawl, leaky bucket, which is pretty cool if you haven't seen that. We drill holes in a bucket, in a 5-gallon bucket, and you've got to fill them up and then run about 60 yards to your dump spot. So the faster you go, the less you spill, the more you can fill.
Right.
And that's a team of four event. So it's not really something that you can really train for, but anything just kind of mostly if you're fitness and functionally fit based, it's just a really fun afternoon to come out. And you're not just doing, you know, like a CrossFit type challenge.
Right.
You're doing very different things, but it all kind of fits together in that. So a lot of people come out and watch that one too. That's a really fun one. So Ultimate Warrior is coming up at the end of the month. And the only other things I wanted to touch on was we did roll out some of our new menu items at the Jerk House over the 4th of July weekend. Got a lot of good feedback about it. We do have new menus, and then we've also revamped how we do our cooking. Mike over at the Windjammer came up and helped us out. He's one of our only chefs, and just changed how we prep it. We were trying to get things going out really fast out the window. And we kind of reverted back to how the Jerk House used to be. So you're going to have to wait 7 to 10 minutes, but you're getting it completely fresh off the grill. Mm. So make sure nothing's dry. Make sure nothing, you know, has been sitting and waiting for you to come and get it. So I've tried them. I've always loved the Jerk House, but I could understand where people were coming from. And I tasted everything, both the new menu items and how we are cooking them now. It's big shout out to Mike, big shout out to Mark and all the Jerk House crew. They really... It's hard to change when you're used to doing something a certain way, and they've really bought in and it's working, and we're really excited about it.
So those new menu items are effective immediately?
They're open now.
They're now.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking into that curry trip.
Yeah.
Looks pretty, we got a
and
lot
the
of
sausage.
Good feedback.
Yeah.
Yes. And our main thing is it's jerk food. We want it to be spicy, but we got some feedback that the jerk burger might be a little bit much, so we're actually going to go and retaste that. So just trying to balance out, we want it to have some kick, but we also want to make sure that it's still good for everybody.
Palatable, right.
And it's a lot of food, if you've held it.
It is.
Between the rice, the corn, the Johnny cake, the proteins, it's heavy when you get it.
I was noticing this. Because I was, you know, doing a little thing for it, so that we'd put the information out. Mm-hmm. And I said, it comes with this. Yeah. That's like five sides.
That's almost like two dinners.
Yeah, really, so it's not fun seeing a menu item. I've got a big family. Seeing a menu item at the 12, 13, 14, it's not fun. But when it does get there, because of proteins, we really try to make up in the other areas that we can, like the rice and the corn and the Johnny cakes and things, that to make sure that you're still getting more than one meal's worth of food.
Absolutely.
And then the last plug I had was, and I just got a call that somebody really enjoyed it the past week, was just don't forget we do fondue at the Bayview. So if you want to mix it up, just do something different. We do the full, you get your own hot plate, you get to pick your cheese, you get to pick, what broth you want to boil in, you get to pick your chocolates for your finish. So it's about half the price that you're going to see if you went to one of the fondue places in the States, but just something fun, different to do with your friends, because you're cooking it yourself and it's all being brought out on these big platters. So if you like shrimp more than me, well, I'm going to stick to the chicken. And it's just a fun, it takes a little over an hour to do, and it's just a fun experience. It's not very expensive. And, you know, when you're here, you're just looking to do something different.
Right. Absolutely.
So, so that's really what I have. Just again, just wanted a big thank you for everybody that came out, and a huge thank you for all the departments that helped make that, that all those events go on for those 4 days.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you. You know, back-to-back weekends, I mean, we had events after events after events, and it's just remarkable to see your team go into action and put off a great event. So, no, thanks. Hey, families, there's a lot of events for the month, so make sure you get out there and utilize those services. So, again, thank you for coming by, and we look forward to whatever's ahead of us. Yeah. Thanks.
And the last thing I'll say is, DeForest, enjoy your day off. Well earned.
Stay tuned. We'll come up with some history, some naval history next. And we are back, getting into some naval history. Do you want to start off, CMC?
Yeah, sure. July 9th, 1969, Secretary of the Navy Adolph Borey orders the construction of the first torpedo station on Goat Island, Newport, Rhode Island. Commander Edmund Matthews is the first commanding officer. During the establishment, the station experiments with torpedoes and trained sailors in the use of the weapons.
And I'm going to let you can attack me here, because I think that's supposed to be 1869. I accidentally set you up there. That's on me. That's on me. July 10th, 1854, the first formal graduation exercises are held at the U.S. Naval Academy at Annapolis, Maryland. Previous classes graduated without a ceremony. Rear Admiral Thomas O. Selfridge and Rear Admiral Joseph Miller are two of the six graduates that year.
All right, back in time. So July 11th, 1871, during the Korean expedition, Rear Admiral John Rogers' squadron lands a party of 650 Marines and sailors to attack the capture Fort McKee, also known as the Citadel, Korea. 15 received the Medal of Honor for their action during the capture of the Korean fort.
And July 12th, 1957, more than 100 ships from 17 nations take part in the International Naval Review at Hampton Roads, Virginia, in honor of the 350th anniversary of the founding of Jamestown, Virginia.
All right, and I've got some other news here. So an email was sent out to all hands about this year's federal election. As we know that this year is a federal election year, so what I just want to press is that voting is a powerful act that affects everything from local community issues to national policies. It's your opportunity to make your voice heard, hold leaders accountable, and contribute to the direction of our society. So when election day comes, remember that your vote matters. Use it, help shape our future, and believe in it. Okay, for more information, you can log on to F as in Foxtrot, P as in Papa, A as in Alpha, V as in Victor.org for more information. All right, for our youth sports fitness summer camp, week 3, July 15th through the 18th, they'll have volleyball camp, ages 8 and over, from 09 to 1000 at the base gym, and then soccer skills camp for ages 5 and over at 1730 to 1830 at Cooper Field.
Some fun stuff there.
It is. All right. And then for anyone aspiring to be a command master chief or a command senior chief, the deadline to apply to the Command Master Chief, Command Senior Chief program in order to be considered by the board is October 15th, 2024. Eligibility criteria. Candidates must have, at a minimum, an adjudicated final security, secret security clearance. Frocked or selected to E8 or E9 are eligible to submit. Senior Enlisted Marketplace screened E9 candidates interested in the Senior Enlisted Leader Program will submit a package in their current pay grade of E8 and lose their screen eligibility if selected for Command Senior Chief. Senior Enlisted Marketplace screened E8 candidates are not eligible for the Command Senior Enlisted Program. There are no time in service waivers or Senior Enlisted Academy operational waivers for non-completion. For more details, just visit the My Navy HR website for NAVADMIN 137/24. That's all I've got. It's been a great week. I want to thank everyone in the community for what you do on a daily basis. Our tenant commands, thank you for your support. And I wish everyone a great rest of the week. Be safe and be responsible.
Surprise, we are actually back. You thought you'd seen the last of us.
That's right. Base Chaps is back in Radio Gitmo. So welcome.
Thanks, CMC.
Yeah.
Last and least, I am. For those of a certain generation, I pulled a Detective Columbo because CMC was about to leave, and I said, one more thing. But actually, I have two quick things for today. And the first is that today we're very excited to welcome Chaplain Emmanuel Okchigbo, who's a Navy Reservist Catholic priest who'll be visiting for 2 weeks. He just arrived today. And so just wanted to let everyone know, because Chaplain Pete has been away for a couple weeks, so for the next two weekends, we do have Mass on Saturdays at 1700 and Sundays at 09. So please come. He's a hilarious guy, great sense of humor, very friendly. So just wanted to put that out there that everyone knows we do have all those Catholic services the next 2 weeks. And then I'm also very excited to announce, you'll be hearing a lot about this in the next few weeks, but we're having Vacation Bible School in August.
Nice.
So for those who aren't familiar with the good old-fashioned VBS, as we call it, it is a very fun activity for kids in grades K through 5. And so it's going to be August 5th through 9th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. So I'll let you all figure out the military time quickly. You know, I don't want to put the wrong one out there. But you'll see it on the base roller. And essentially, it's super fun. We're going to have food for the kids. There's going to be like a Bible story, then games, arts and crafts. And so we're going to get the news out, and we're trying to have people sign up. So please call 2843. That's my extension. Or you can also, again, check the base roller for additional information. But it's going to be the week before school starts. So most of the kids should be back here on Gitmo just in time to do that Vacation Bible School. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So.
Are there any plans to extend it beyond August or just in the month of August?
Just for the Vacation Bible School, that'll just be that 1 week. I mean, okay. It's normally just like a week in the summer. But then we will have our youth group that should be starting up sometime once the school year begins again.
Okay.
Our main volunteer who leads our weekly youth group, and that's for kids in grades like 6 through 12, that will start up. That's usually on Wednesdays at like 16, I'm sorry, at 18:23. They have a funny time that they meet. And so that should be starting up back in the fall again. And that's, again, that's for kids in grades 6 through 12.
Okay.
So we'll keep you posted on that.
Some nice stuff. I've spent many a summer in VBS.
Yes, yes. Classic. So.
Great times for
us.
All right, Chaps. Well,
thanks for squeezing me in.
Yes.
Next week, I'll be a little earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
And
I don't see anyone else.
I know, right? You see me looking out just to make sure we've done.
All right, and I just want to put one last thing out. The Jamaican Independence Day Committee, they're looking for volunteers. So please help them. And for the POC, it's Jocelyn. She can be reached at 757-232-2670. That's Jocelyn at 757-232-2670. They would really appreciate some support and some help. It's going to be a great event, so please help them out. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, we are officially. We are officially this time. We are out. Enjoy the rest of your day.